From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Japan has joined South Korea in condemning North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed in the Sea of Japan early Saturday. Came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on the United Nations to take action on North Korea as soon as possible. VOA's Margaret Brashear is at the UN.
The U.S. Secretary of State made his UN debut Friday, delivering a strong warning to North Korea that, in his words, all options remain on the table.
Diplomatic and financial levers of power will be backed up by a willingness to counteract North Korean aggression with military action, if necessary. We much prefer a negotiated solution to this problem, but we are committed to defending ourselves and our allies against North Korean aggression.
Tillerson said the U.S. would apply intensified pressure on North Korea, including new international sanctions. But he insisted that the U.S. does not want regime change. He added that talks would not happen before Pyongyang takes concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
European Union leaders unanimously adopted their Brexit strategy at a special summit in Brussels on Saturday, in a show of unity ahead of 2 years of tough talks with Britain. These talks will focus on issues such as the welfare of EU citizens and families living in the United Kingdom, as well as the question of the country's financial dues due to the bloc. The 27 leaders quickly agreed on the negotiating guidelines as they met without Britain for the first time since Prime Minister Theresa May triggered the divorce process a month ago. May this week accused the EU of ganging up on London in a war of words with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said Britain had illusions about the talks. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of environmental activists are expected to march here in Washington today, Saturday, in an effort to draw support for climate-related causes. The People's Climate March coincides with President Donald Trump's 100th day in office, who have condemned what they see as the administration's lack of concern for environmental issues. Trump has stated he does not believe the science behind climate change. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, has wrapped up his whirlwind historic visit to Egypt on Saturday. Edwin Duranian has our story.
Pope Francis said Mass in Latin to a vast throng of worshipers gathered at Egypt's Air Force Stadium Saturday amid strict security. Egyptian media reported that 25,000 Catholic Christians from six branches of the church attended the Mass amid a festive atmosphere. Pope Francis' final stop before heading to the airport was a visit to a seminary in the Cairo suburb of Ma'adi, where he appealed to clergy from different Christian sects to accept the differences among us in the same way that we admire the different virtues of St. Peter and of St. Paul. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Francis' visit came amid difficult times for Egyptian Coptic Christians, one of the largest and oldest minority groups in the Middle East. Early this month, more than 40 people were killed in three church attacks claimed by the Islamic State militants. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte opened the last day of a four-day Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit with a warning that they all are facing the downfalls of illegal drugs.
We must also be resolute in realizing a drug-free ASEAN. The scourge of illegal drugs threatens our gains in community building. I have seen how illegal drugs have ended the hopes, dreams, future, and even the lives of countless people, especially the youth.
The summit in Manila also has not yielded any criticism from the leaders about China over its expansion in the contested South China Sea, a sign, some analysts say, of Beijing's economic and diplomatic influence. And France's far-right National Front, the party of presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, has replaced its leader for the second time in 3 days. It is seen as a blow to Le Pen's campaign, who faces a runoff with centrist rival Emmanuel Macron on May 7th. Macron is expected to win the runoff. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.